You're listening to episode 269 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode. I'm excited for today, and I kind of going to warn you. I think this might be a long one. You may have to listen in more than one time. But this was all about how to find a mastermind group for 2019 and why you should even be thinking about it now in the month of July. And yes, you really do have to start searching now because it may take you a little bit, all right? So before I dive in, I want to just really quickly feature one of our reviews from Sarah Baumgartner. Stacy is consistently motivating and empowering. As a business owner, Stacy knows what it takes to run a successful business. She will guide you through topics and information designed to help take you and your business to the next level. First of all, Sarah, thank you so much. And please reach out to social@stacytuschel.com and you're going to pay out something from our store as a big thank you for leaving us a review. Now, I can't believe it, but we already have 269 episodes. And you guys, that is a lot of content. And let me tell you, when you leave a review, it makes me want to record 270. So thank you from the bottom of my heart when you share our episodes on social and write a review. It helps keep the podcast alive and going strong. So thank you so, so much. All right, now let's dive in. So first of all, again, I'm really excited to talk to you about this. And I want to dive into kind of where this has taken me and how long I've been doing this. And I want to start with saying 13 years ago, I was at my first business conference. And it was the first time that I actually enjoyed learning. At the time, I was a college student going to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And I remember thinking, wow, learning can actually be fun and enjoyable. Like, I want to go to school, right? Having that feeling. It was one of the most amazing weekends of my life that I will still just never forget until this day. And at the end of it, the speaker on stage opened up the doors to a mastermind. Now, at the time, I was kind of afraid to look around and ask anybody, but what is a mastermind? I was looking around to see, do people know what this term means? What's going on here? So I just pretended like I knew, kind of was faking it till I was making it type of thing. And even when I signed up, I wasn't exactly sure what I was signing up for, but I just so badly wanted to take that next step and continue with this experience because I loved it so much. Now, fast forward 13 years later, and I have actually been in a mastermind every single year since then. Some have been paid masterminds where I paid to be in them. Some have been peer-led. Some I have led. Some I've just been a part of. Sometimes I've been in more than one at a time, okay? So in case you're like me and you're thinking, what is a mastermind, Stacey? Let me just quickly explain, okay? And you might think you know what it is, but let's go back to the original concept. So a mastermind is just a peer-to-peer mentoring concept, and it's used to help members just solve their problems with input and advice from, here's the big one, other group members, okay? So the most common type of a mastermind is usually something where we're focusing on the success of everyone in the group, and it's not just like the expert show. So what do I mean by that? Well, I mean, I can have a mastermind, but if it's really the Stacey show, it's not actually a mastermind, right? Now, the concept was originally coined in 1925 by Napoleon Hill in his book, The Law of Success. So you guys, 1925, right? Long time ago. And then he really went into more detail in his pretty famous book, Think and Grow Rich, in 1937. So masterminds have been around forever. Now, beware, because there are some masterminds out there that are really just group coaching, where you aren't really there for everyone else. You just really want the expert, right? It is the Stacey show, or it is the fill in your name right there. So a true mastermind is everyone is giving. Now, this morning I had a powerhouse call. That's my mastermind. And I had this call and everyone on it went around and said a win that they had since we talked last, which was just about 2 weeks ago, and then something they were working on. A few needed some help with visibility and growing their list. So instead of me coming to them with all of these amazing things to do, I said, who here is doing really well with that and would like to share? Because I am the facilitator, right? That is a true mastermind. So three other people raised their hand in the group and they started sharing, and then you could see others were taking notes. So it's not just about me always sharing, which of course I do it as a mastermind, but it isn't the Stacy show, right? Like, yes, I share and yes, I give feedback, but I'm just one of the many women in the group, okay? So I believe that masterminds and group coaching programs are both great. They're just different. So I have both and I'm in both. You get different things out of them, all right? So I've got no ill will feelings on group coaching programs. I'm just saying, if you're looking for a true mastermind, be watching that information, okay? Just be careful. All right, so why do I think you should be part of a mastermind? Okay, first, I'm going to answer this by comparing private coaching to a mastermind because that's another question I get. In private coaching, someone might come to you and want to learn how to write a best-selling book, right? So they come to me, they're like, Stacy, I want to do this, and they're on a mission to do just that. So I teach them and I share everything that I did step by step. Okay, great. I can absolutely help someone fast track that, but here is where it may stop if you are on a mission. Picture this. Same person wants to write a best-selling book and picks a mastermind where that facilitator or someone in the group has already done it. They get to go to the group meetings and hear what everybody else is doing as well. All of a sudden, someone is talking about this great list builder idea or a podcast idea, and a light bulb goes off that you could create this great freebie inside your book as a list builder, or maybe you want a podcast for people to have this audio experience with the book. When you are surrounded by other powerhouses, the wheels start turning. You get to hear things that may change the course of where you're going. Now, if someone is doing something that is working really well, you may want to go down that path. Or the opposite, you hear someone say that Facebook Lives are dying and nobody's watching them, so you're probably going to stop. Now, that was made up, so don't stop doing your Facebook Lives. Keep going. But you get what I'm saying. You get different inspiration from a group than you would in a private setting. So that's a big one. Now, I have sometimes had a private coach with a mastermind, and then sometimes I feel the need just for one or the other, okay? Now, I also think the accountability is huge. I don't want to show up to a meeting and share a win that is pretty lame compared to what everybody else is doing, right? It's not this like evil, I want to keep up with the Joneses, but I just want to show that I'm supposed to be in this group too, right? That I really fit and belong with them. So a few other things that I discovered is masterminds hold you to a higher level than you might hold yourself, right? Because there's so many people in the group and somebody might reach out or say, hey, try this or hey, try that. They see the best in you on the days that you can't. They point you in the right direction, or they ask you the right questions to get you in the right direction. Sometimes they just give you that permission to do something you already wanted to do or already knew you wanted to do. They just say, yeah, that's a great idea, and you feel comfortable moving forward. So as a bonus, they're fun, and the friendships that come with it will never be forgotten. You have seen me on my Instagram stories with these crazy friends in my mastermind groups, and it's just friendships that will always be there. Now, here's the thing. One of my mentors always says, your success is inevitable. But having accountability, collaborations, guidance, and support, those are things that are fast tracking our success for us. Okay. It is also by far my number one go-to when I have a question or need support. Right now, you might go to Google or YouTube or a certain Facebook group to read some things. I go to my mastermind when I have a question or need something. Now, something fun I did was I have a list of questions we get all of the time or hear people asking in our Facebook group. We see people bringing this up about masterminds specifically, okay? So first question, how do I find a mastermind and select the best one for me? Okay, I think it's the same way you find anything else, guys. I think it's like when you find a good book, a good podcast, good digital course. You find someone that you resonate with, that you believe will help you achieve your goals, someone that you want to model. My mentors are always people that have the success that I'm looking to achieve. And not only do I look at business success, but I look at overall personal lifestyle, so on, right? understand that everyone needs something different. But let's say you said, Stacy, I want your exact business. So now, should I assume I should hire the same coach as you? Not necessarily. What if my personality, like what if I like working with people who give me tough love and they shoot me straight and they say, okay, you know, maybe they're going to say this thing to me, but if you heard it, you would cry or like not want to get out of bed tomorrow. When I say you have to resonate with them, I really mean you have to resonate with them. So how do you know if you're making the right decision? Well, if there is time, maybe buy something smaller from this person first. You know, do they have a book? Do they have a mini course, another program? I would think they would probably have something besides their high-level mastermind. So go try them out and see if they really are a good fit. Now, can you try them out with a smaller price point first? Great. If you can't, don't be worried about that either. Now, not that I couldn't, but I'm actually in two masterminds. You've heard me talk about them numerous times. And in both masterminds, these people, I had never purchased from them before. The first thing I ever bought from them were these very pretty expensive masterminds, okay? So if you feel it in your gut, like I did, that you are just supposed to work with this person, this is the group for you, they're going to help you, then go for it, okay? You don't need to test them out first if you're going, I'm confident, I'm ready. Now, another question someone asked was, where do I find people that have masterminds? Okay, great question, because not everyone has a mastermind. This is one of those things where don't go looking for a mastermind and then buy the first one you hear. I think you should just be open to your personal development. So start listening to one of your favorite podcasts, and then that person interviews somebody, and then all of a sudden, this is what happens to me at least, then all of a sudden you listen to that person and you kind of social stalk her all over her Instagram and everything else, and you find out she's friends with this person, and then you really like her and you start listening to her podcast, and all of a sudden she mentions her mastermind, right? I think you need to resonate with the person first before going, okay, she has a mastermind. Do I like her? Should this be a good fit? I've always been drawn to mine, or I follow someone and hear the mastermind that they're in, and then I see if I can qualify for it, okay? So before I kind of dive into the next question, just know that be open, really be listening to everything. Ask people if they're in one. Just start kind of diving in before you find your first one and then go, oh, that's it, I'm signing up, okay? There's tons and tons out there. Now, you might have just heard me say, see if I qualify for it. Now, let's talk about that. Yes, a lot of masterminds are application only, including mine, because we want to make sure that everyone is a good fit. Now, some people, like one of the ones that I'm in, you have to have a $500,000, you have to gross $500,000 per year, and that's a requirement, okay? Another one I'm in does have a monetary value, but it's a little bit smaller. And I think every year they keep raising because the group just keeps getting more successful. Now, some people don't have a monetary requirement at all, but they're looking for specific personalities or people with specific goals that will mesh well together, and everyone's on the same page. Don't put too much pressure on the application. I am a big believer in just going for it and applying, because the facilitator is the person responsible in figuring out if you are a good fit or not. Not you. You don't need to do that. If you feel like this is a great fit, but oh, she said 500,000 and I don't have it quite yet, just apply. Let them decide if you are a good fit or not. I can guarantee you, I have applied for things before that it specifically said, don't apply if you don't have this. And I'm like, well, let's just see if they like me. And I've gotten into some before, okay? So just go for it. There's, you know, nothing bad could happen besides a no or just no response, okay?
All right, I want to take a break for one moment and thank one of our sponsors, Gusto. Most small businesses don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not payroll and paperwork. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. Now, with Gusto, what you get is one login, one password to remember, automated tax payments, filings, and forms, flexible payroll, integrations, big-time benefits for small businesses, and HR. Ditch those spreadsheets. Gusto helps you onboard your employees, manage time, and stay compliant. They also have great customer service. They're super friendly, and you're going to just love working with them. Now, to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited-time deal. Sign up today, and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. All right, let's get back to today's show. All right, next question. What is the structure of a mastermind group?
so many different variations here. Some may be local, some may meet in person, you know, some are just online. Now, I'm going to stick with talking about virtual since there are so many more options for you to choose from. And I know we have such a large, like, people from all over that listen to our podcast. So as far as structure, most are 12 months, okay? That might scare you. You might not have ever committed to anything for 12 months before. But masterminds are for people that are in it for the long haul and they want to stay with people just as dedicated. So it's actually a really great way to weed out people that just don't fit that criteria. There are typically, I would say, monthly or bi-weekly group calls. And then basically, and especially this, I'm going to say real quick, you might be thinking, wait a minute, I like programs that have weekly meetings. Bi-weekly or monthly just doesn't feel enough to me. But you have to remember, this is a 12-month program. You don't have time to meet 52 times in that year, okay? There may or may not be some private coaching involved too, so you're going to want to check into that. In my mastermind, I do an initial kickoff private call with me and then give them access to me every 90 days or so. In one of my masterminds I'm in, we get one kickoff call, no follow-up the rest of the year. In another, just no private at all. It's strictly the group. So when you're looking, you may want to ask if there is any private coaching available, just so you're aware and then you know, is this what I'm looking for? Is this the best fit for me? Now, the big things for me are the retreats, the events. In all of these that I'm aware of, we have about 3 to 4 times that we meet per year to go deeper with this relationship. The retreats are everything, and I always make sure I can make them. Like, I have never missed one yet, and I would do everything in my power to make sure I didn't miss one. You know, the only time I'm going to miss something that important is if there's like a family wedding or something where I just absolutely couldn't miss it. And even then, I would go to part of it. So you got to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? How much are you committed to this? All right. Now, how much do these cost? Okay. I know some of you are wondering this. Now, I'm going to be totally honest. They are a lot more expensive than I would have ever imagined. However, I see so much value in them. Because if you find a good one and you are actually committed and do the work, you will see a return on your investment. So what do I mean when I say expensive? It's like one of those things where you're on a sales call and you're like, just tell me the price, just tell me the price. Okay, honestly, guys, gonna be real here. I'm talking about a good mastermind, okay? There's definitely cheap masterminds. There's a mastermind for $97 for the entire year, okay? They're out there. They're cheap. There's free ones. I'm talking about a really good one that I would consider being a part of, okay? Probably a few thousand per month, meaning about 20,000 or more for the year, okay? For those of you whose jaw just dropped, take your hand and close your mouth because I'm going to explain why on earth I would ever pay that much to do something like this, okay? So the next question that usually pops up is, can it really be worth that price? All right, I get it, you guys. My first mastermind I ever joined was $187 a month. It was 13 years ago. The reason I remember that price point is because I was in sticker shock when I saw $187 a month, okay? I honestly thought, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to be able to afford it? Like, that number scared me. So I completely understand if that number scares you too. But I'm a big believer in finding out the price of something and then preparing for it. So I might check out the prices of cars 6 months before I'm ever going to go buy that car, or a year before I ever want to buy a house or anything like that, because I want to prepare myself. And that's why I had to say the price, because I wanted you guys to know what's out there and what you can work towards, okay? Now, it did scare me, but I knew I needed to surround myself with others that wanted it just as bad as I did. And there are so many free resources out there, podcasts, books, blogs, which is great, but I don't want to go to a free event and assume I'm going to meet my biz bestie. And if, by the way, if you're looking for one and haven't heard our episode 242 yet, go check that out afterwards, because it's actually all about 3 tips to finding your new business bestie. Now, I know that the quality of people are going to be different when I pay to invest. I actually saw this really funny quote on Facebook that said, I like my paid friends better than my free friends. And now if you're in a mastermind, you probably would laugh at that, because it's sometimes true. Like, the ones that I pay to be included in, I have the best time with, because we're just on the same page and they uplift me and inspire me. And yeah, sometimes they're better than your free friends. So just be thinking about that, okay? Now, when I go to an event and there are VIPs in the front row and then there are nosebleeds, okay, I'm going to assume that those are two different types of people, right? I want to be with the VIPs. I want to be surrounded by those types of people that inspire me, that push me, that bring out my best work. And yes, I have made my investment back in quarter one of both of my masterminds this year. Now, one of my powerhouse girls had a $50,000 launch. When you hear stories like that, you have to put yourself in their shoes and say, do you think she thinks it's too expensive? No, not anymore, right? You know, that might be the initial reaction, but when you see what you can get out of this, it's so much bigger than that risk, okay? Now, when can you enroll? I got a couple more questions, guys. There's lots of good stuff you guys came up with. So when can I enroll? I would say most people do mastermind applications in quarter four of the year. So I wanted this podcast to come out early because I wanted you to be as prepared as possible, find out all these dates, and figure out what you need to do. Now, most people do quarter four. I would say the second most popular time is quarter one. I bet it used to be quarter one, but people just try to keep moving it up earlier and earlier and earlier. Pretty soon, we're going to be having applications in July, right? Now, if I were you, I would find exactly when the doors open to the program you want to be in so you don't miss it. Because what if you think January 1st, you're going to find one, and then you find the one that he opened December 15th, right? You just don't know. And even if you are not quite there yet financially, see if that person has other programs or offerings that maybe are more affordable to you. And then add that mastermind to your vision board. Now, some programs are at the most random times, like April. And you know why it's in April? Because one time in the month of April, this person said, we should start a 12-month mastermind. And then every year, it just kept renewing in April. So this is why you have to check with the person you want to enroll with, okay? Some have ongoing enrollment where they take openings as long as they are not at capacity and then they fulfill that application. So I actually really like this model for when you're just starting out. This was my first year doing a mastermind and I originally opened the doors in December and then we allow people to apply as long as we were still under our 20-person capacity, okay? So great way to get started if you're ever thinking about one, and we'll talk about that in just a minute too. So how big are masterminds? Another great question. Some have limits, some don't say, so you don't really know what the limit is. And you might want to ask, you might want to just be really upfront and say, what's the maximum amount of people that are going to be in this group? You want to know that number, okay? So my powerhouse, I picked 20. And that will probably be, not totally positive, but I think it'll probably be the same number for next year. Who knows, that might change. But for me, I wanted to know the ladies really well in the group. And I don't want it to be so large that I just can't make that deep connection because there's just that many people there, if you know what I mean, right? Now, one of the groups I'm in, there are, I think about 25 of us. And then the other group, I want to say there's over 40. Now, they definitely do feel different when they're bigger. And you can start to form these like smaller groups within. Now, small groups have pros and cons, right? Small groups are great for being more intimate. You can really go deeper with everybody. But large groups, you can make more connections. So you just decide what feels right for you and then go with that group specifically. I always get people to ask me, is it possible to be in more than one? Or I'll have somebody say, oh, I wish I could do yours, but I'm already in one. Okay. I am in two, and I know several people that are in one of those masterminds that's in another mastermind, okay? And actually, Jasmine Starr is one of the people that we're both in those same two masterminds together, and we didn't know that we were both doing it. We both just kind of took that leap at the same time. So all I did when I decided to be in two is I asked myself, will I get a return on my investment? Every mastermind is so different. Every leader is so different. Imagine if you said no to someone because you were already in another one, and then the one you said no to was the one that would have made your business really take off. Like it was the teacher that would have just resonated with you so much to give you what you needed. When you make a 12-month investment, I would be careful turning down everything else you see for the next 12 months because there might be something really great out there for you. I still invest in several other, whether it's group coaching programs, online courses, et cetera, if there is something I need and I see a return on my investment, I go for it. All right, last question, and I know some of you really want to hear this. When is a good time to start one myself? Okay, couple things here. After you have already been in one and know how to create one, I would think about starting another one. If you create one before ever being in one, you are going to have some big lessons learned, my friend. It's like selling a digital course and never taking one first. It's like creating a podcast and never listening to a podcast first, right? You need to know what you like, what you don't like, what you would do different, how you would want to teach it. So just like if you were going to create your own podcast, I would say go listen to tons of podcasts and figure out what you like and what you resonate with. This is the same thing for masterminds. Then my next question is, just because you've been in one doesn't mean you're ready either. My next question is your audience big enough, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, I would say I would want at least 6 women as my minimum. I would normally say 4 is a great number for a group to get started if you're just getting started. However, this is 12 months we're talking about, and you don't want 1 or 2 people to never show up, and all of a sudden it's 12 months with 2 people. That doesn't really feel like a mastermind. So I would go in hoping for at least 6, and I wouldn't go bigger than 20 for your first year, maybe 25 max. If you can get 20 to fill your first year, your price is probably just too cheap, right? So raise your price then. So there's a couple things I want you to know, and I also want you to think about, is your audience ready? Have you warmed them up? Have you prepped them? Do they know about this? I have a friend who said, I saved for this mastermind for X amount of years because I knew it was going to be this huge investment, and I just wasn't ready to do that. So have you warmed up your audience? You're going to want to do that, okay? Now, I know there was so much content here, but I had some really great questions that I wanted to answer. So here's what I would do. First, you may want to listen to this again, okay? You got some homework to do, and I don't want you to wait to do the research in December and then discover that your dream mastermind started in November, right? So start figuring out the how. Pin that picture of that mastermind on your vision board, mark your calendars for applications. And if you're going, but I don't even know which one yet, okay, then you've got some research to do, my friend. So let's get started so we can be super prepared for 2019, because we are already down to less than 6 months left before the end of the year. Time is flying, you guys. Now, if you want specific details on my Powerhouse Mastermind, you can go to shesbuildingherempire.com/powerhouse. And as always, I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea, and I can't wait to see you back here right on the podcast. And if you are not subscribed yet to this podcast, what are you waiting for? Make sure to subscribe. And again, thank you so much for leaving those heartfelt reviews. You guys mean so much to me. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.